أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن الناس من يجادل في الله بغير علم ولا هدى ولا كتاب منير. ثاني عطفه ليضل عن سبيل الله. له في الدنيا خزي ونذيقه يوم القيامة عذاب الحريق. ذلك بما قدمت يداك وأن الله ليس بظلام للعبيد. صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 8, 9 and 10 of Surah Al-Hajj. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the creation of insan, the revival of the earth, and Allah gave us 5 reasons, 5 points with regards to that. At the very beginning of the surah, Allah spoke about those who make mujadala, those who dispute regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah ta'ala brings back that aspect. In that ayat, Allah ta'ala spoke about a person by the name of Nadhr bin Harith that would continuously dispute with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ma'alusi rahmatullah alayhi says here, special references to him once again, and also to Abu Jahl and others that continued to persist in their dispute with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But here the theme is more about their knowing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but they thought and they found it in their hearts a dent in their integrity to leave idolatry, worshipping of idols, and to become muwahideen and to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to worship one Allah in short. Because of that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. And some of mankind are those who dispute regarding Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The dispute would be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ, without any knowledge. Here one very important aspect also lies in the fact that we will bring iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We have iman in Allah, we have iman in our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but sometimes we begin to dispute and argue with regards to aspects of the Shariat, laws of the Shariat, بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ, and we do not have any knowledge regarding it, the depth of it, where it originates, how did the ulama, the great jurist of Islam, come to conclusions. So this is also a very great lesson for each and every one of us. Wala hudan, without knowledge, number one. Number two, without any guidance from Allah. Number three, wala kitabim munir, and no illuminating book. In other words, there is absolutely no source sometimes in their arguments and also in our arguments. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ثَانِيَ عِطْفِ. On the other hand, they themselves, they were deviated, they lost the road, they went wayward. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثَانِيَ عِطْفِهِ, they turned aside. In other words, they turned away from the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And again we come back to a point of introspection, that Allah is sending down hidayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is sending down His guidance, but what requires to be is the heart directed towards Allah, then that guidance will come. It's like a person collecting water in a bucket. If that bucket is upside down, then that guidance will not come. So to turn the heart towards Allah, Allah is saying here, they turned away, they turned their hearts away from Allah Rabbul Izzat. And the second aspect is, لِيُضِلَّ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, so that they may misguide others from the path of Allah. Allah save us, on the one hand, to be on the straight path, and on the other hand, to guide others towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. These individuals were misguided, and they themselves misguided others. لَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ. Allah ta'ala says, for such individuals, in this world will be humiliation, will be disgraced. When we look at the history of Abu Jahl, we look at the history of Nadhr bin Harith and the likes of them, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala showed them the day of disgrace, and that was on the day of Badr. In this world, in front of the comrades, they saw that absolute disgrace. وَنُذِيقُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقُ. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, we will cause them to taste on the day of Qiyamah the blazing punishment. In other words, the punishment of the fire of Jahannam. Allah save us. ذَلِكَ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاكَ. It will be said to them, that is because of what your hands sent forth. You yourself was the cause of your own destruction. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَيْسَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not ظَلَّام. Allah is not a wrongdoer to His slaves. It is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. It is all about sending forth to the Akhirah. The good we send to Allah, the good we send for our Akhirah, تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. You will find it by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the greatest, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the most generous in so far as reward is concerned. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.